The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State hosts Appalachian State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Putnam, Tampa Bay Times.
Coach, how tough was it to have Jordan Miner step away from the game? And how important was it to keep him and the others that had medical issues on scholarship?
Yeah, it's always difficult when, you know, a guy, you know, dream from a football perspective, you know, that vision and that plan changes. And in our sport, you know, it's not like basketball or golf that you can play your whole life. When football comes to an end, it's challenging. But, you know, I think we did a good job of staying in touch and all the way and you know, keeping his family informed and making sure everybody's on the same page with the concerns and the tests and those types of things. And then at the end, it's still a very challenging and difficult conversation. For us at Penn State, you know, that was never a question. You know, they were going to be on scholarship. We talked about that through the whole recruiting process with them. And then when we found out about this, obviously with their incoming physical, you know, it went from there. But we love Jordan. He's going to have probably just as an impressive, if not more of an impressive career. It's just going to look different than he originally thought it would.
Okay, Coach, thanks so much.
Your next question is from Ethan Joyce to Winston-Salem.
Hey, Coach, I just wanted to ask you, what specific traits or actions do you see from the App State defense that makes its secondary so disruptive when it is sometimes?
Well, I think a couple things. I think they do a good job up front, you know, getting pressure on the quarterback with the D-line and the linebacker stunts and, you know, movements that they do up front. So I think that's part of it. And then I think the other thing, they do a really good job at disguising coverage. It's amazing how many times they're playing a soft two, and the corner's the flat responsibility, but he's playing a soft version, and how many times the quarterback has thrown into a soft cloud corner or cover two corner. And, you know, that's something you never want to do is throw a ball into a cover two corner, whether it's a flat or whether it's a hitch or whether it's a speed out. But it seems like they do such a good job in disguising coverage that that happens a lot. So, you know, they got really athletic corners that jump routes and make plays. But I also think from a scheme perspective, they find ways to put those guys in those positions a lot, probably more so than I've seen of any other team I remember watching on tape that is able to get an offense to throw that many times into a cloud corner on those types of routes.
Thank you, Coach.
Your next question is from Ron McNeil, Athletes Unfiltered.
Hey, Coach, you're the two key cogs from last season on your offense, and Coach Moorhead and Saquon Barkley. As you wrap up fall camp, what has impressed you about your offense so far this season?
Well, because we stayed with the same scheme, that allowed all of our players to keep building. So, you know, that was part of my decision in the hiring process is you go outside and, you know, hire somebody that people say is a great hire and a sexy hire, but now your entire team has to learn a new system. For us, you know, we had a lot of confidence in Coach Ronnie, who's been with me for, you know, for most of our careers we've been together. So, you know, we were able to continue building. And we got a lot of weapons and we got a lot of experience coming back. And, you know, Coach Ronnie had recruited every quarterback in our meeting room. So that helped as well. So, you know, obviously there are two significant losses. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, we hope to be able to fill some of those losses with, you know, spreading the ball around and getting a lot of guys involved. We probably won't obviously have one guy replace, you know, Saquon's production. But if we can, you know, have four or five guys replace the production in total yardage, it may not be rushing yard, it may be passing yard, it may be all those types of things, it may be offensive efficiency, those types of things. But that's how we're going to have to get it done.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon, sir.
Coach, hopefully this is a long way off, but when you finally hang the whistle up for the last time, in one sentence each, what do you hope that your legacy is as a coach and as a person?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just trying to get App State. I'm just trying to find a way to win App State. But I guess the big reason I'm coaching college ball is because I didn't get in this, for the wins and losses. I really didn't. If that was the case, I'd go coach in the NFL. And I think when you're in college athletics or you're coaching high school, you're doing it for more than that. So for me, I think when you realize you've won or been successful is when guys are able to come back 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now, and they, are successful fathers and husbands and leaders in their communities, and, look back maybe at the time that they were playing, maybe they didn't understand, they didn't understand why you were all over them about going to class or how the locker room was cleaned.
You eating?
A lot of the details that you're all over them about, but what you hope is.
Yeah, I'm going in right now.
Are we?
Thank you, Coach.
I was still answering your question. All right, see you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.